A very blessed Feast of the Ascension to all, and especially to my dear young friends who this morning will receive Jesus in Holy Communion for the first time. What a blessing it is. And we'll explain a little bit why, and I hope you can follow along with me. But let me say that all of us are very proud of you, and we congratulate you, and most important of all, we pray for you and with you on this blessed day and every day. 3 points about the Ascension. First of all, of course, in many countries, the Ascension is celebrated today, which is the Sunday after the Ascension, which occurred 40 days after Easter. We don't want to become confused about when the Ascension took place, as we heard right from the Acts of the Apostles. Interestingly, though, St. Luke, whose gospel we also read today in that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, points this out, that the men who appeared to the apostles after Jesus was raised said to them, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here staring up into the sky, into the heavens? This Jesus, whom you see going up into heaven, will return the same way as you just saw." Now, what does that "in the same way" mean? That's an interesting question. When Jesus comes in glory at the end of, we don't know what it will look like, but it won't look like Jesus going up. That's what the apostles just saw. It'll either look like Jesus coming down or we're going up. So what does that mean, that Jesus will return here in the same way? He's not going to return here as though he were again going up. That makes no sense. So it couldn't be in the same way as this appearance, this vision of the resurrection. Couldn't mean that. So what does "in the same way" mean? Jesus will return in the same way that you have seen him go. "In the same way" means in a way that's just as real. It's the same in its reality. Remember, Jesus, after his resurrection, walked and talked with the apostles. He was with them for breakfast. He ate the fish. He said to Thomas, "Touch me, put your hands into my side and into my fingers and see that I am real." Jesus was real in his risen body as he appeared, and he is real ascending up into heaven, very concrete and real. They were not seeing some kind of a vision that you couldn't touch. The risen body of Jesus, which could be touched, was being taken up into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father. That was very real. It was not an imagination, and it was not some kind of a vision that only the apostle could see, but nobody else could see it. It was very real. And so Luke in the gospel, the same Luke, says, Jesus, in the Acts, he says, Jesus will come back the same way that you saw him go. And in the Gospel, Luke says, you, when Jesus comes back, the same way that you saw him go, you will be clothed with power from on high. Which brings me to the second point. Jesus came back very concretely, just as the apostles saw him go. He came back in a very concrete way. When Jesus entered our world and our humanity, the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, his mother, and Jesus took flesh in her womb. That's what happened. When Jesus returns again at Pentecost, which we celebrate next week, what happens? The Holy Spirit overshadows Mary once again, together with the apostles. And they are clothed with power from on high, and the church, the concrete, real church, is born. So just as we could see and touch Jesus in his risen body, he does not leave us orphans. He returns to us in the same way, really, concretely, in the church, even with all of our sinfulness. Jesus is present as he chooses to be present. And once again, the Holy Spirit overshadows Mary and the apostles, and Jesus takes flesh in his body, the church, real and concrete. So the place where Jesus is to be found in this world is above all in our church. Concrete, real. So concrete and so real that there is sinfulness there. But there is also the magnificent vocation to holiness, which we see exemplified in Mary, the mother of the church, the model of the church, the perfect disciple, the greatest human being that ever lived, perfect in holiness. The church is the real concrete place in which Jesus came again, according to St. Luke, and we celebrate that next week at Pentecost. That's the coming again that is just as real as Jesus' ascension. And in that sense, Jesus comes again just as concretely and just as really as we saw him go through the church, through the body of Christ, through all of God's people in communion with the apostles and Peter, in communion with the bishop and the Holy Father. That's where the church is to be found, really, concretely, and through the church, Christ. If one wants to find the presence of Christ intensely, one has to look to our church. That's where he is the way he wants to be, concretely and really. Even if that reality is marred by our sinfulness and by our imperfections, Christ is there really and concretely, more than any other place on the face of the earth. Which brings me to the last point. These great young women and men who are going to receive their first communion are going to be caught up in the life of the church today in a new way. When they receive Jesus, when you receive Jesus today for the first time, you will be like the tabernacle. We place Jesus in the tabernacle after communion. When we give you communion, you become the tabernacle. You're supposed to be that holy, that you are a container of Jesus Christ. You are a new ark of the covenant, like our Blessed Mother. You contain Jesus for those moments when you receive him into your heart for the first time. And when you become a tabernacle, receiving Jesus for the first time, then you are also brought into communion with the body of Christ, the church. When I say the body of Christ, and you say amen, you're saying yes. This is the body of Christ, and for some moments I'm going to be a special tabernacle of the body of Christ. When you say amen, after the priest says the body of Christ, you're saying yes to the church, that concrete reality, which is the way Jesus chooses to be present to the world today. So today's a very, very special day for you. It's a whole new chapter in your life with Jesus. It's very, very important. Do you see that? It's a big deal. So you have a joyful day and a happy day. Joyful that you're closer to Jesus through your first Holy Communion in a new and very important way. And joyful that you're closer to his body, the church. And we pray for you today that you'll always love the church and be faithful to the church, as I know you love Jesus and are faithful to him. God love you all. Praise be Jesus Christ.